Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Maxine Miles is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
It has made us hopeful that Riley Stevens will be found, though no further evidence has been uncovered. Once again, if you have any pertinent information, please visit Sheriff Combs at his office in City Hall. Only 1 week until the opening of the Harvest Festival. Sponsored by Minotaur Mining, this really is shaping up to be the best festival we've ever had. Safety is, of course, still paramount. So if you'd like to volunteer for the festival patrol...
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Breakfast.
Max, did you put oil in this pan?
Yeah, of course.
You're cooking bacon.
So?
What are you doing, Max? It's Saturday. Why are you up so early?
I've got to go to the store, remember? And I thought you might like breakfast.
That's very sweet.
I can be sweet.
I know that, Max.
So why do you sound suspicious?
Well, this very valiant attempt at breakfast has nothing to do with the fact that you're grounded until you're 40.
Of course not. I think your reaction was totally reasonable.
Right. Max, I appreciate that you're trying to make up for the other night, but it's going to take a while to really trust you again.
That's not fair. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
You're in the woods at night after I explicitly told you not to.
It's not like I was there alone. It was a search party.
Which I said you couldn't join after you nearly broke your ankle on the last one.
Okay, that's an exaggeration.
Can't you understand why I might be worried about you, Max? Why I would do anything to keep you safe, even if it annoys you?
This isn't about me being annoyed. This is about the fact that I'm the first one to have made any kind of break in Riley's case.
By getting lost in the woods?
Ross and I were the ones to find his backpack. Not the sheriff, not Community Watch. This isn't about me wanting to solve a mystery or something. This is about Riley.
I know you're worried. We're all worried.
I think he could be in real danger, Joe.
Why? Did you find something out?
No. It's just... I mean... He's been missing for so long now.
I know. But don't you get it? I'm worried about Riley. Of course I am. But I am absolutely terrified of anything happening to you. Look, after your parents, I
know, but... This isn't that.
We Miles have a tendency to throw ourselves into situations we can't control.
And you think that's what happened to Mom and Dad?
I don't know. I don't know what they were doing driving all the way out to High Peaks, but that's not the point.
But don't you ever wonder?
To be honest, Max, I'm not sure what difference it would make. They're still gone.
But we don't know why they're gone. Why they were there.
There's no rhyme or reason to these things as much as we want there to be, okay? This is... It's why I need you to be careful. No matter how much you think you know what you're doing, there are so many things out of your control.
From Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio, you're listening to Maxine Miles. This is Chapter 7, The Ghost.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Any word on what they found in Riley's backpack?
Nothing that useful, I guess. They've expanded the search to the other side of Route 302.
Into the White Mountains? Damn.
If he's there, they'll find him. Though why he'd go there?
Maybe he was running from something.
Yeah. Maybe. Pack of Pall Malls?
You know it.
Oh, hello, Ransom.
Hi there.
Those things are awful for you, you know.
I know, this one keeps telling me.
Well, I do feel sorta responsible being the one to sell them to you and all.
Well, if it makes you feel better, remember that I don't pay. Speaking of, put whatever Miss Honeywell here wants on the Archer tab.
Oh, Ransom, that's really not necessary.
Oh, please, please. It's the least I can do.
Oh, well. All right.
Good. Well, I should get back to it.
Working on a Saturday?
Every day is a business day when your family is your work.
Is your dad coming to town for the Harvest Festival?
As always, even though he doesn't bother to actually live here, Warren Archer would never miss a Hastings celebration. He and Hal will do their double act at the auction as usual, I have no doubt.
I can't wait to see it. Your father sounds delightful.
Yeah, he's something. I'll see you around.
You will.
Bye, Max.
Bye.
Well, I just came in for some scotch tape and to check in about this afternoon. But... if Ransom's paying, I think I'll get a box of that very fancy hand soap you sell.
Sure thing. So, you and Ransom seem to be getting along.
He's a very nice man.
Sure. What did he mean, it's the least he could do?
Oh, we happened to be in the tavern the other night at the same time and got to talking and... Well, he'd had a bit to drink and was telling me about some personal issues he was having.
What kind of personal issues?
No, I'm not going to go spreading around rumors.
Was it about the new mine? I know that the Archers bought Minotaur Mining, so...
I'm not going to tell you what Ransom and I privately discussed, Max. But I gave him some advice. We bonded. It was nice.
Miss Honeywell, are you... are you dating Ransom Archer?
No. No, nothing like that. Not yet, anyway.
Wow, okay.
That surprises you?
Well, I just didn't think that you'd go for someone like Ransom Archer.
Really? Why is that?
Oh, it's just... he has a bit of a reputation, I guess?
What kind of reputation?
Oh, hey, Ross.
Miles?
Do you know Miss Honeywell? This is Ross.
Lovely to meet you, Ross.
Yeah, you too.
Any friend of Max's is a friend of mine.
Oh, I wouldn't call us friends.
Yeah, more like, neighbors.
Right, we're neighbors.
Well, I know that Max here is the best neighbor you could ask for. You're still up for coming by the inn later today?
Yep, I'll be there right after work. And I'm sure you'll be getting a call from my uncle making sure I show up, so sorry about that in advance.
No apologies needed. He's a good parent.
Yeah.
All right, then. I'll be off. Thank you as always, Max. Nice to meet you, Ross.
Yeah, you too. Did she pay for any of that stuff?
I guess you don't have to pay when you're cozy with Ransom Archer.
I'm sorry, are you saying that Ransom Archer is dating the new girl in town?
Something like that.
Yikes.
What?
I mean, you like Miss Honeywell, right? You think she's a good person?
Yeah.
So it sucks that she's dating Ransom. That guy's the worst.
I know that he's entitled and snobbish and kind of blunt, but...
but what?
I don't know. I was hoping to figure something out by the time I got to the end of that sentence.
Right. So, what are you doing over at the Maplethorpe later?
Oh, Miss Honeywell asked me to look into, a haunting?
A haunting?
Not actually, that's just, you know, what she's calling it. She thinks someone might be sneaking into the inn or something, because there's weird sounds, but nothing's been stolen. Not that there's much to steal. I mean, the place is barely open while she does renovations.
So you're gonna sniff out whoever's causing the noise?
Or whatever. I have a feeling it's a raccoon or something.
Ah, yes. Big city lady doesn't know about the woodland creatures.
Exactly. So...
you want to come over later? To the treehouse, I mean.
Oh,
I mean, I know you're basically under house arrest and everything, but...
well, your backyard is basically our backyard.
Right, exactly. So, you'll come over? Once you're done at the inn?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Ross? Are you okay?
Yeah, there's just something... there's something I need to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
Right, so I'll see you later, then.
Yeah. Okay, see you later. It's fine. It'll all be fine.
So, as you can see, we're a bit in shambles at the moment.
It's not so bad. How did you end up buying this place anyway?
Old Mrs. Maplethorpe wanted to retire, and I wanted a change of pace. It was very serendipitous.
I never would have guessed she would have sold it to someone from New York. Mrs. Maplethorpe was always a bit...
old-fashioned.
That's one way to put it. The Maplethorpes are an old Hastings family, as old as the Archers, and Mrs. Maplethorpe was the last one left. I didn't think she'd want to give her family's legacy to, well, an outsider.
I'm not exactly an outsider.
What? What do you mean? Are you from Hastings?
I used to have family up this way. Not for a long time, but recent enough that Mrs. Mapplethorpe was familiar with the name.
Oh, wow! Wait, so...
But despite the vague connection, I still feel I don't know much about this place.
There's not much to know, really. Hastings is pretty straightforward. It was built on mines like a lot of towns around here, and hasn't changed much over the years.
But the old mine is closed now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was run by the Archers, but then they got more invested in real estate. They own half of Hastings and a ski resort 20 miles outside of town. People were pretty mad when they did that.
Really? Why?
People in Hastings don't want to drive 20 miles to work. And they've gotten used to the Archers providing employment, I guess. But now there's this new mining company coming in, and the Archers are investing in it, so I guess everyone will go back to doing what they want to do.
You don't sound very happy about that.
I want people to have jobs, of course, even if it is one family that's employed the town for centuries, but I wish it was in something that wasn't destroying the environment.
Hmm. Is that why the Archers shut down the old coal mine?
No way. They don't care about global warming any more than Mayor Hal does. Most people in this town don't.
It seems that, despite their weight in this town, the Archers aren't very well liked.
It really depends on who you talk to. I think some people appreciate what they've done for Hastings, but most people don't... Well, no one really hangs out with the Archers. They've always been a bit separate from the rest of us.
Hmm. And Ransom's the only one who lives here full-time, correct?
Yeah, the rest of them have scattered. Guess they outgrew Hastings.
Has Ransom ever been married? Any kids?
Ew, no, definitely not. Oh, wait, sorry, are you asking because you're interested in those things with him?
No, goodness, no. I'm just curious about people, that's all. A hazard of being in the hotel business, I suppose. Ah, that will be our ghost. Come on.
How often has this been happening?
There doesn't seem to be a pattern to it. I've certainly noticed it more late in the evening, but it does happen a few times throughout the day.
And how long has it been going on?
Oh, almost a week now, I'd wager. Odd thuds and creaks, too deliberate to be the house settling.
Who has access to the inn?
Well, myself, of course. Mrs. Mapplethorpe technically still has keys, though she never leaves her house these days. The contractor, but he lives in Berlin, so he's only down here occasionally. Patrick has been kind enough to help out with some repairs.
Patrick? Who's Patrick?
Patrick Beatty. We met at the hardware store, and he very generously offered his handyman expertise.
Mr. Beatty? Mr. Beatty has been helping you?
Oh, you know him?
Yeah, he's my neighbor.
Isn't he just the sweetest?
No, not really. That's not how I describe him.
Really? He's been a wonderful pal to have around while I clean this place up.
He's been around a lot?
Somewhat sporadically, but he seems to come by whenever he has a moment free. How would you describe him?
Hmm? Oh, he's always been the scary old man in our neighborhood, honestly. He doesn't say much. He's not very sociable.
I'll admit that he's a tough customer, but he's really a big teddy bear once you get to know him. And I think his standoffish nature is perfectly understandable given everything he's gone through.
You mean his family?
Oh, so you know.
Not really, just that he used to have one.
His son died 30 years ago.
Oh my God. I thought maybe he'd gotten divorced or something, not that...
Well, he did get divorced, I mean. I think that's quite common after the loss of a child.
God. Poor Mr. Beatty. Do you know what happened?
He went missing in the woods. They found him a few days later. He'd...
Fallen. That's right. My uncle said that happened to a teenager when he was just a baby.
I think the poor man has been in pain most of his life. And this whole situation with Riley has him even more rattled.
Really?
He doesn't show it. But I know he cares very much about the kids in this town.
I'll have to take your word for it. Though it's a bit hard to believe.
Has Pat really been unkind to you?
No, not to me, but... Well, Ross, who you met earlier, he and Mr. Beatty have always... clashed.
Ah, I see. This Ross, are you too close?
We've known each other for a long time.
You seemed quite nervous when he came into the store.
Did I? It's been a weird couple of days. I'm just tired.
Max, Ross seems like a nice young man.
Well, sure.
But I would be careful with him.
What?
Boys at that age, you can't always trust them to look out for you.
Why are you telling me this?
It seems like the two of you have a connection.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
And I just want you to be careful. I've seen bright young women destroyed by clever boys with nice smiles before.
Well, I really don't know what you mean.
Just be careful.
Okay, well, first of all, it's Ross. And second of all, I do trust him. I don't know what you think is going on between us, but I know I can rely on him.
That's what you think.
No, I know. He's my friend.
You're saying you don't have any more serious feelings for him.
There it is again.
Max?
You don't have any guests here currently, right?
No, no one should be up here.
Have you noticed any fur or animal droppings?
You think it's an animal?
I think that's the most likely explanation. But you don't think so.
I'm not sure. It seems too big to be an animal.
What else could it be?
Someone trying to steal something? To do something?
Miss Honeywell, do you think you're in danger?
Max, be careful!
Wait! What? Riley?
Max, are you all right?
It was Riley. It looked like Riley.
Well, that's not possible. Max, we were just talking about Riley. It makes sense that in a high-stress situation, you might think you saw him.
Right. Because it couldn't be him. If he's been here all along, no, he wouldn't hide. That doesn't make any sense.
But it does seem like a person, not an animal. I need to find out what they want.
Well, maybe it's just someone who needs a home.
Oh, of course. I wish they hadn't run. Perhaps we could have helped.
Well, whoever they were, I'm not sure they'll be back. I didn't get a good look at their face, but they seemed...
They seemed what?
Scared. Really, really scared.
Max, you're here.
Yeah, listen, something weird happened at the inn.
What, is it really haunted?
Not exactly, but...
Look, whatever it is, it can wait. I have to tell you something.
Ross, are you okay?
Yeah, Look, when I tell you what I'm about to tell you, I need you to not freak out.
I won't freak out.
I'm serious, Max.
Ross, what is going on?
Okay, so the other night, when we were in the woods...
What about it?
Oh, man, you're gonna think I'm nuts.
I promise I won't. Whatever it is, you can tell me. It won't change anything.
You say that now. Okay, so when we found Riley's backpack, I was really freaked out, I guess. And after hearing that whole conversation that Mr. Beatty had, I don't know, I started to get in my head that you were right.
Thanks? Wait, right about what?
That you really are the one that's going to figure this out, not the community watch. I think Mr. Combs is trying his best, but you take risks, Max. You're fearless.
I'm not fearless.
You act like you are, which is almost the same thing. And I wanted to take a risk, too. To take things into our own hands.
Okay.
Before we handed the backpack over to the sheriff, when we were walking into City Hall, I took this.
Ross, this is Riley's notebook.
I know.
This is evidence. This isn't just some half-baked theories about Mr. Beatty. This is...
I know.
You have to give this to the sheriff.
I know. Except...
Except what?
What's inside the notebook? It's gonna change everything.
Maxine Miles was created by Lauren Shippen and is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. This episode was written and directed by Lauren Shippen. Dialogue editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions, with editing assistance from Lorianne Davis and Melissa Pons. It featured Jordan Cobb as Maxine Miles, Mike Cefalo as Ross Teller, Michael Smallwood as Uncle Joe, Jacqueline Landgraf as Miss Honeywell, Andrew Nowak as Ransom Archer, and Lauren Shippen as the manager. Original artwork by Shay McMullen. For more information about the show, please visit MaxineMiles.com and follow @AtypicalArtists on Twitter and Instagram. Maxine Miles is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you for listening, and keep curious.